Japan's parliament has voted to send Japanese troops to Iraq to help in policing and reconstruction of the country. President Bush yesterday telephoned Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi to thank him for Japan's support. This would be the largest overseas deployment of Japanese troops since World War II. David Ibbison, a reporter for Britain's Financial Times newspaper, is in Tokyo. Is this a done deal?
It's a done deal in the sense that the legislation has been passed, but it's far from certain that the troops will actually end up putting their feet on Iraqi soil. There are many complications associated with this placement, not the least of which is the domestic reaction to the idea of having Japanese troops in Iraq, which is broadly negative and in fact growing more negative. So while the legislation is in place, it's going to be a while, I think, at least definitely until after November, which is when the election is, until we start seeing Japanese troops actually doing something in Iraq.
And there are matters involving the Japanese constitution.
Yes, so the constitution is pacifist, and so Japanese troops do find themselves in the rather sort of tautological situation of being able to carry guns but not fire them unless they are, in fact, under fire themselves. The net result of that is if, indeed, Japanese troops do end up going to Iraq, they can only go to safe places. And, of course, as the U.S. is finding now, the number of safe places that exist in Iraq is few and far between.
How are they supposed to avoid combat?
Well, that's a good question. The question that was put to the Prime Minister was, could you name one non-combat zone in Iraq? And he sort of flummoxed an answer, saying, and eventually concluded that he couldn't. And really, the public reaction to the idea of any kind of injuries or deaths for the Japanese army is going to be very, very broadly negative. So I think the idea is to send them somewhere where they're not going to get into any trouble. And that, of course, is basically at home.
Prime Minister Koizumi is really pushing for this deployment.
Yeah, I think this is an opportunity for the Japanese to really take a role in this situation that matches Japan's economic status. It's the second largest economy in the world, and it really wants to be seen to be having a more active and participatory role in global diplomacy. However, as a result of the constitutional problems that you just mentioned, as well as the domestic political complications that attend any kind of decision like this, the desire to step up to the plate diplomatically may in fact have to be matched with a stepping away from the plate at the same time. In other words, nothing really much is going to happen.
What about public feelings about that other part of it, the idea of Japan being a bigger force in the world?
Well, I think there's a degree of pride that is associated with the idea of having a greater diplomatic role. But it's difficult to underestimate the degree of discomfort there is with the idea of Japanese troops bearing arms in an aggressive way once again. So with an election coming up and with these sensitivities, it's highly unlikely that we'll see any Japanese troops doing anything of any real meaning ahead of November or even early next year. What's more likely is going to be a staggered participation in Iraq, whereby you see some air forces and some naval forces sent in first, basically forces that stand very little chance of being injured or shot at. And then if the situation is safer, if there are some non-combat zones that have been firmly established by the U.S. troops in Iraq, at that point, when there's no danger of getting into danger, you're probably more likely to see some Japanese troops.
David Ibbison is a reporter for Britain's Financial Times newspaper. He's in Tokyo.